Dave had only recently begun to take tech calls at home, and, well, isn't home where the heart is? One plane ticket and one T-Mobile GSM tri-band phone later, he was somewhere over the Pacific en route to his first 7-day experiment. 12 time zones hence, he proposed, she accepted, and no one was the wiser stateside. The second field trip was a 30-day tour of Chinese family and food. Pig face, anyone? Ending with Shumei Wu becoming Shumei Camarillo. Back in Palo Alto, HP continued its quest for world domination, neither knowing nor caring where Dave was. He had his calls forwarded to his newly begotten wife's cell phone, and all was right in the world. Now, back in the United States, after hoping for the best and preparing for the worst, Dave had earned his Eagle Scout mobility badge. The future looks flexible indeed. He is going to start by spending 2 months in China every summer, and then move to Australia and Europe to make up for lost time, all with the full support of his boss. The key to cutting the leash was simple. He asked for forgiveness instead of permission. I didn't travel for 30 years of my life, so why not? That's precisely the question everybody should be asking. Why the hell not? From Cast to Castaway. The old rich, the upper class of yore with castles and ascots and irritating little lapdogs, are characterized as being well established in one place. The Schwartzes of Nantucket and the McDonald's of Charlottesville. Blech. Summers in the Hamptons is so 1990s. The guard is changing. Being bound to one place will be the new defining feature of middle class. The new rich are defined by a more elusive power than simple cash. Unrestricted mobility. This jet setting is not limited to startup owners or freelancers. Employees can pull it off too. If you're an entrepreneur, don't skip this chapter. This introduction to remote working tools and tactics is integral to the international pieces of the puzzle that follow. Not only can they pull it off, but more and more companies want them to pull it off. Best Buy, the consumer electronics giant, is now sending thousands of employees home from their HQ in Minnesota and claims not only lowered costs, but also a 10 to 20% increase in results. The new mantra is this: work wherever and whenever you want, but get your work done. In Japan, a three-piece zombie who joins the 9-to-5 grind each morning is called a salaryman. And in the last few years, a new verb has emerged, datsu sarasuru, to escape datsu, the salaryman sara lifestyle.